What's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined again with Rosangel Perez. Rosangel, thank you for joining me once again. There's a lot to talk about today.
I know, Diddy continues to explode on the scene.
It's getting pretty ridiculous. And then you always send a good outline on what's happening here, and I like to catch my audience up to keep them abreast on what's going on. It's getting deeper and deeper and muddier and darker, and it's just getting crazier. And so much so that even Frank Stallone has come out and said Hollywood is running for the hills due to what's happening with Diddy. But it's so much more than that. They're running for the hills because the Diddy stuff is already taken off. That's avalanching. You got Trump. People are scared to death that he's going to be back in office, which if you're on my channel, you know. You're ahead of the game on this one. You're ahead of the ball on this one. So I like to do little entertainment segments, especially with Rosangel, because you did work for MTV. You're a producer with MTV. You know what goes on behind the scenes. I know what goes on behind the scenes. I've been around that Hollywood crowd. I was a professional athlete for a very long time. Been to a lot of big events in Hollywood, and it's coming down. It's all coming down, and it's completely – the tide has shifted. So much so that even the village people, the YMCA village people, are going to go ahead and let Trump play the song YMCA. So this tide has shifted, folks. The tide is shifting, and it's going to continue to do so as we keep moving closer to November. What's your thoughts on this, Rosangel?
You see, these are some parts that I really am enjoying about this experience, just kind of seeing how people with a re-examination of information, they start kind of pivoting and changing their minds. And I've always said that, you know, there were some people that were like wanting to throw a whole bunch of human beings in 2020 because they ran scared, and I get it, but those are still our peoples, and they fell for the psyop. And here we are, you know, saying, hey, come on over, we don't bite. We might be a strange, wild bunch of politically incorrect human beings, but we love freedom. We love and respect this country, and we love the opportunity that this beautiful America offers us, even as imperfect as it is. And this is why we're here, to be a part of this great awakening experiences. And many of us are coming from different point of views to sort of bring that little spotlight on the truths. You know, time's up. We saw that years ago. Remember in the industry with a whole bunch of celebrities were like, time's up. Now, yeah. What are we going to do with that time? I keep saying it over and over and over again. Let's not fall for the little bochinche nuggets that even I'm guilty of going down the drain and exploring, right? But there's bigger fish, much more important matters at hand right now.
And, you know, a lot of people are picking their lanes, but now more so than ever, it seems to me like we're seeing, it's like people that have picked their lanes, certain lanes, are now being looked at with like a magnifying glass. It's getting crazy. Like, I mean, everybody, De Niro, everybody that have come out and opposed Trump, I mean, the women on The View, they're just looking more and more ridiculous, more exposed. That's all that's happening in this. First, folks, you got to get your gut cleanse protocol. Got to get your gut cleanse protocol. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by potential toxin that's in all the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. Everything's fraudulent these days. We're seeing everything. The entertainment industry, everything's fraudulent. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues. According to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, and even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these health foods, and they're far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix this problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. So you can go to find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino, folks. Get over there. You'll be very surprised at what you're eating. I had to stop 40-50% of my diet because of this. I'm dropping weight so fast. Rosangela, let's get into this. This is so crazy because it keeps getting, the plot thickens. I mean, it just seems like every day I turn something on, I'm like, man, this person, that person, what? It's truly, he is the new Epstein.
I know, it's kind of crazy. I
So what
mean, I
is this
can't
here?
believe
What's
it.
this first one we're going to look at here? This one here.
I believe that's a quick little news recap from News Nation. More allegations.
Bad boy for life, Sean Combs is facing a series of new allegations, sexual abuse and sexual assault tonight. At least six people filed civil lawsuits against him in federal court in New York today. I think the biggest headline from here is that one of these alleged victims was a minor. That's serious.
See, that's the problem here. People don't know just how many minors have been involved with Diddy. We're going to get into that further, right?
I mean, in some of the in the Law and Crime video, he explores it a little bit more, but that is kind of what's concerning. This is one of the things that many of us were yelling about in the industry a few years back when Me Too exploded onto the scene and a whole bunch of allegations and revelations came with it. Many of us were kind of asking the obvious questions. Well, we're hearing a lot about, women having being victimized, but what about
Women and
men? What
men.
about
Yeah.
women, but more particular was women, right? But we really weren't hearing men. We really weren't hearing children, boys and girls. Like, we were like, how come this big hole is missing in this scandal? I have often wondered if even parts of that movement were hijacked at the height of its explosion to sort of start cultivating the messaging.
And nobody's safe. I mean, everyone, I'm seeing videos of celebrities, even athletes, LeBron James, ain't no party like a Diddy party. I mean, dude, this is going to come back to bite him in the ass. This is so bad.
Very serious, and I agree with you, Elizabeth. Obviously, it changes the game. This is just a civil lawsuit, but if that works its way into the federal criminal indictment, if there is indeed a superseding indictment, that changes the game in two ways. One, of course, there's a mandatory minimum and very serious sentences for sex trafficking of minors. But importantly, it really gets around one of Combs's defense, that is, that the sexual contact happened, but it was consensual between adults, because, of course, minors cannot consent.
Boom, there you go.
Yeah, it's so.
It's just getting worse. And you
So
said for
here's,
this,
I
we're
would
going to
start around the 2 minute mark.
go on this one here. Okay.
Yeah.
Combs used his business empire and resources and associates to lead a criminal enterprise that was engaged in illegal activity like arson, bribery, kidnapping, even the assault and sex trafficking of women, and that this was going on for years. And more specifically, they allege that he brought in male sex workers for these events called.
So nothing was off limits with this guy. I mean, this was just a free for all. The freak off parties was just anything goes, correct? Anything goes, even children.
As we're getting more information that gets exposed out there, that's where it's leading to these dark places. And then
And
it
guess
opens
what?
up even more dark doors because of all the interconnections. Now, I just want to say that just because someone attended a party doesn't equal guilt. We would all be in trouble of some kind, because now that's how the bochincha is getting a little bit ridiculous out there, where people that are out there making headlines today that I have crossed paths with in my career several times are getting in trouble because they're like, yeah, I miss the Diddy parties, but he's maybe just talking about the after party of any event. So, for example, whenever we would have a big VH1, MTV, BET production, there was always going to be an after party. If you hosted a big show, you're going to have a party afterwards where everyone's going to sort of like mix and
Mingle,
mingle, right?
right?
And who doesn't look forward to that after you've worked on a project for so long. You right. want to mix and mingle with people. So can we like make sure that we don't go crazy just saying, oh my God, such and such was at the party. We spotted this little face. We think it's such and such at this little party. And then all of a sudden you associate and you're, I think it's a distraction that leads us nowhere, and we're wasting energy.
Just because you
went
to the party doesn't make you guilty. Yeah, I agree with that, but at the same time, what if you're a reoccurring guest? I don't know, and you really, it has to come down to the allegations that are on each individual. I mean, so many new cases are coming out now with that. I think his name is Tom Busby, the lawyer, and I guess who knows what that's going to turn into, because he said that we are going to be surprised and shocked at the names that he releases. So, I mean, and could you imagine being a celebrity knowing you went to these parties and you don't even know if your name is in this lawsuit? Like, I'm sure right now, just about all of them are pretty damn nervous, or they're lawyering up, they're getting lawyers and they're just figuring out how they're going to fight this. I've heard they're having crisis meetings. And it's just silence in Hollywood right now. The Hollywood is at a standstill.
Freak-offs, these elaborate sexual performances that he forced, threatened, or coerced people to be a part of, even drugging people, filming these sessions. That's what the allegations are. And it's a complicated case, which brings me to the first update. When on earth is this trial actually going to happen? Well, at a status hearing last week, prosecutors, the defense attorneys, and the new judge overseeing this case, the Honorable Arun Subramanian, agreed to a trial date of May 5th, 2025. Now, obviously...
Wow, there it is. So, huh. And how many more cases, how many more lawsuits are going to come in the aftermath of this? This could be something we watch for years. This could give us enough content for the next two decades. Seriously, this could just keep getting worse and worse, and new allegations, you know, are going to just keep coming out. They're going to keep coming out like an avalanche.
Well, what's happening too is that, you know, some of the stories that we've already covered, now they're starting to interconnect a little bit. So, for example, we're not including this here today to speak in detail about it, but one of the things that we covered some time back is that Kanye has someone who is a former assistant who's suing him, and the latest information is that he might have gone with her to one of these parties. So this is kind of like new tidbits of something that has been out there, that when you start to get more information and you start to see how they may be interconnected. And with that, of course, you have other people getting ahead of the story, pivoting, trying to kind of get ahead, or sort of masterfully say, because now this is becoming the tagline, this should be a shirt, I wasn't at the after party.
Right. But.
Because that's what a lot of people are saying. Oh, yeah, I went to the parties, but I didn't go to the after party.
Right.
Like,
that's
I'm starting to see that, like, being like. Like the latest thing, you know how some people make excuses because they feel bad, but maybe they're rich. And was like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like whatever it is, like, you feel bad for whatever is there. You start to see that, and it's becoming a little bit ridiculous too.
I'm sure that many people went to these parties and they're all very nervous. I would imagine thousands upon thousands of people went to these parties, and anybody who's anybody in Hollywood, right? You're going to want to, I guess, go to these parties and be seen or known and mingle with people. That doesn't mean you necessarily did anything nefarious or bad. It just, you know, you wanted to make connections. So, you know, let's make that clear. It doesn't mean that just because you went to a party, you're guilty of anything, right? Right, Rosangel?
No, that's a good point, David. Many people in the industry, the way you get your next opportunity is by mixing and mingling. That's the way, you know, doors would open up for me sometimes, is just going to some of those industry parties and, you know, sort of you're like almost selling yourself in a sense. Like, you're just like, well, what are your skill set? Oh, I'm working on this team right now, blah blah. Have you ever thought about wanting to come over to this end? It was like, oh, you know, you're it's an actual networking kind of thing. It's happening over drinks, obviously, And I guess that's what becomes dangerous sometimes when you are in settings like that. You know, I guess it's easy. It's like, you know, some people, you know, when you hear about the Hollywood dramas, people...
I wonder if there's any significance to this guy's glove and ring.
Like this is what I wanted to say. Like, definitely in the industry, there were many times, let's say we rented a hotel room and we were, maybe there was like, you were doing interviews there, right? Now, imagine when you hear the stories, because people are like, why would somebody be so stupid and go to somebody's hotel room? But it's such a common thing. How many people are not renting a hotel room and just doing a whole bunch of interviews from that room? Or conducting business because you travel a lot. So it's sort of just part of the setting that this industry creates for people. And people take advantage of it, especially when you have somebody powerful. You're always going to have somebody hungry for some of that power. Right. And willing to do almost anything and everything, including selling themselves and also selling out their people just to make a bigger buck. At the heart of what we're seeing here, obviously, is not just Diddy and music and taking advantage of people. It's just that he's plugged into a huge network, which represents what, like, he has ties to music, right? Making and
I'm gonna say he has ties to the agencies, the three letter agencies.
Well, everything, but just in terms of like, okay, how do you make money?
Oh, you're
right?
Saying to make it like, move the proper.
If you're like this big platform, right? And you're like, well, I've got my ties in making music. I've got my ties in clothing brand. I've got my ties in radio. I've got my ties in music. I've got my ties in paying for people to put on programming. So and I have my ties when I throw a party. You know, I have my ties at providing the liquor. So you have hands on a lot of things that are needed in order to create certain experiences.
This guy's never getting out. He'd have to be in jail for 20 lifetimes, 30 lifetimes, 50 lifetimes, even see the light of day. I mean, this guy's done. And everybody around him is done as well, folks. This is just going to keep getting worse and worse. And what I'm going to say here is this. I think this is going to lead to a lot of politicians, everybody. Nobody's safe from this guy. Nobody's safe. What's the next one here? The defense pushes quick trial and drop, or
no, I think we went to that one. Now is between Diddy and Epstein.
Wow.
That's the little clip. Elon recently had an interview on Tucker Carlson, and he had this to say.
Between Diddy and Epstein, there's probably several thousand hours of footage here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that the people on those videos are lecturing the rest of us about our moral failings, isn't it?
Yeah, it's weird.
What is that?
Well, I mean, part of how they deflect attention from themselves is by, criticizing the morals of others.
Yes.
It's sort of like a preemptive moral strike. Those who are saying Trump is a threat to...
Gaslighting over and over and over. And haven't we taken that for the last 8 years? And here it's all coming down on all of them.
The democracy are themselves actually the threat to democracy.
It feels like we're getting to a place where the rest of us know too much. Like, what happens next now that we know all this? The kidnapper's shown us his face. Like, what happens?
Well, I think if Trump wins, we can do some house cleaning and shed light on things. Between Diddy and Epstein, there's probably several thousand hours of footage here.
So you got to think also, Rose Angel, for him to be on board, for Tucker to be on board, for Robert Kennedy to be on board. I've always stressed this to my audience, and they know where I stand on this. There has to be something big. There's got to be a bigger operation on board here for these guys to have the confidence to come out and speak out like they are. You don't just recruit an Elon. You don't just recruit a Robert Kennedy, a Tucker Carlson, people like that. Now he's going on Joe Rogan. They've got to feel safe to come out and speak. Everything is on the line. And for these people to come out and do what they're doing and conduct these interviews, they got to be feeling pretty damn confident at what they feel the outcome is going to be. Don't you agree?
I think that. And I also think that they probably know a little bit of something specifically that they really can't say. They're kind of waiting for it to be revealed.
So this I have to be kind of careful with a fluff too, but Diddy freak off attendee suggests that there were children dressed up as Juku dolls with lipstick in the rooms where full on, you know what, were taking place. Wow. Tanae says Diddy's son would recruit women at parties to go into a special area. People, I mean, he did his kids, his own kids. People over there having in the corner, they dressed up like little people of Juku Barbies. Man, this is very disturbing. We're not going to say what type of little people, but it's like a fetish. Tanae says she required special slippers before she was allowed in the area. She says she was horrified when in and described as little people in costume. So I don't know if this is something I could play for YouTube, but I'll try it.
So we get there, and that's when stuff got weird. And that's why they lock up our phones, because they know what we see in there. You know, it's he can get in trouble, like right now. So basically, so
they lock up your phones. They don't let you photograph, text, nothing. Whew. Wow, man. This is getting crazier and crazier. Los Angeles, like, this is bad. Really bad. Really, really bad.
So we arrived. Security guard patted us down. They put our phone in this little bubble case. So the bubble case is closed. They can't get unlocked until we walk out. So I'm walking around or whatever. So one of his sons, I'm not going to tell you which one, but it was like recruiting, like, whoever they wanted to go inside the house. Because the freak off is inside the house and in the backyard. I'm like, okay, let me just go in the house. So I tell my friend, like, wait right here, girl. Let me just put on these shoes, see what this house is about. Walk up in there. I don't judge people, because at the time I was just smoking weed. But you know when people are out of their mind, and you know when people, you know what you don't want to be a part of. And it's just like, I'm seeing stuff that you see on the movies. This corner, this got going on. This corner.
And I'm sure, like, you being involved with MTV and then you've been into some of these parties. I've seen some crazy parties, but never, ever have I seen anything with children. What about you? Obviously the same, right?
Yeah, no, I've never seen anything crazy like that at all. I mean, definitely in certain parties, you saw there was offerings of substances, right? But yeah. Nothing like this, yeah.
No, I've been around that, but nothing ever that, to my knowledge, with minors. This is absolutely insane.
They over here doing this. This corner, they over there having sex. This corner, I'm just going to say, because I don't know what I can say, because I'm not trying to be incriminating myself, but they were dressed up like little Harajuku Barbies.
Like what?
Little people, okay? We're not going to say what type of little people, but like a fetish. And I'm looking...
Oh, that's just sick, man. That's sick. I've heard also that this type of behavior is really big in the Middle East, the parties out there, and it's like a fetish.
So the full interview is with that woman. That's just a little part of that snippet. I think it's the underside. But yeah, no, and there's a lot going on. Obviously, there's other names that are being implicated that keep coming up. I don't feel comfortable presenting that information until we kind of see more.
So here, TPV Sean says, Diddy facing death penalty for deleting Michael Jackson. FBI investigators working on the Sean Diddy Combs case have dropped a bombshell claiming that Michael Jackson wasn't just smeared by the mainstream media. He was deleted by the record industry. You like how I do that, Ros Angel?
Mm-hmm. Deleted. Now, again, this is sort of like, we've heard sort of like murmurings before. The person that used to, that worked for Diddy
FBI
was one of the last people that found MJ.
Who was the last people that found MJ? The bodyguard of Diddy?
Mm-hmm.
Found Michael Jackson.
As you get down into the nitty gritty of stuff, you started kind of asking questions about, Michael Jackson and the media storm around him, all of a sudden how he became such a target, and he had all the so much investigation and on him, but they never really turned anything up. And he, this video really is going in detail and sort of saying that, and how maybe Oprah Winfrey was an instrument to help usher the takedown of Michael Jackson.
Wow. So Oprah Winfrey, allegedly, what this guy's saying here is,
right, because if you remember, she started giving a platform to people who were saying that they were harmed by MJ, even though there were a lot of discrepancies, and she waited conveniently until he wasn't even here to defend himself. And, you know, there was a lot of shady stuff that happened there. The family felt like they didn't even have a real place to even defend the allegations appropriately. And the strange connection here is that this Michael Jackson, I guess, always had trusted people around him. And one of the last people to supposedly find him unalived was somebody who was a recent member of the team, somebody in his 20s who later ended up, if I'm not mistaken, if I've got the timeline right, working for Diddy. So that's the connection there. Of course, we have to be careful, because that doesn't mean this one person is the end all and be all of everything. He's the face of so much. But yeah, there's a lot here to explore, revisit, reexamine.
But these names are swirling around and they're starting to surface now.
Well, you know, there's a couple of things in particular that Michael Jackson once said in an interview with Oprah that has always stuck with me my entire, all the years that since I've heard it. And that's when he said, well, you know, Oprah, I'm paraphrasing. He goes, you know that we're all slaves to the rhythm. Mm. And I'll leave it there, because that has deeper messaging, and I don't want to trip
Is
any
this
weird
video
things.
Worth playing, or should I play it or no?
I think no. I feel like we did a good little synopsis, because it's so long. But mi gente, there's stuff to look at. I mean, look, I'm not gonna deny Oprah served for me as someone who brought new information into my awareness, as someone who had me thinking about wellness in a whole new way, and self responsibility, et cetera, et cetera. What the heck happened to all of a sudden around? I believe it was 2019, we start hearing about one of the people, John of God, that she was co-signing so much, got into so much trouble, and hundreds of people came out, saying that they were harmed by him.
Right, but look at the scandals engulfing and surrounding Oprah. This is a new one to me, this Michael Jackson thing, this alleged connection here. This is a new one to me, but look at John of God. Look no further than John of God. That's 1 degree of separation from Oprah. Look at Lahaina. I mean, there's a lot here. And then back in 2020, all the things that were developing and happening. I got to say, I think we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg here. And this is going to get so much crazier. So people need to buckle up. There's going to be so many names in my mind that are going to be released. And here is what I guess Frank Stallone, who is Sylvester Stallone's brother, is talking about here. Let's see what he has to say.
With all of these forces coming against him, not for a moment did he ever show that insecurity or fear that someone might feel when they don't know what's going to happen to them tomorrow. And that is who Donald Trump is.
Wow, that looks amazing.
I like David Harris, man. I've been talking to him lately the last couple of weeks, and he's a good dude. I really like the work David Harris puts into stuff. And this is going to be, let's see what he has to say. I totally forgot he was working for Newsmax, man. That's crazy.
And joining me now is the great Frank Stallone, who's also in that documentary. My brother, Frank, so glad to have you back. I think this is the first time on my show on Newsmax, but I know I've interviewed you on my podcast before. Let me know, what does it feel like to be a kind of a loner in Hollywood? It seems like, anyway, most Hollywood is just so woke. They're so far out there, but you are so spot on. You know what's going on. You've got the heartbeat, your heartbeat on the pulse of a
man. Now, I'm going to say, I believe the Stallones, from what I've heard, they're good people. I've heard they are like, They're in the rare stratosphere of good people in Hollywood. That's just what I've heard. I believe it. I think Sylvester and Frank are hard workers, and I think they're not in that club, so to speak. What's your thoughts on that, Rose Angel?
I have never heard anything bad about the Stallones.
I've never heard
and
anything
I,
bad about
I
that.
Really love the movies that they have, collaborated on.
I guess they've just had to work that much harder. You know what I mean? Because they didn't sell out easy. At least I don't believe so.
America, do you get a lot of backlash for that?
Well, like the old Westerns say, I choose who I drink with. Okay. So most of the people I hang around with are somewhat like-minded. And there's a lot more people in Hollywood that are voting for Trump than people think. But we live in a world at this point where you can actually be canceled by these weasels, you know? I mean, your career can be canceled. You guy's been knocking around for a while, finally gets a TV series, maybe says something wrong, and his career could be over.
Right, and you know who else is sticking around? Clint Eastwood. That's another guy that I respect, and I've heard nothing but great things about. Another one, Jim Caviezel. I think Jim Caviezel, and I'm just going to say this right now, Jim Caviezel is about to explode even further. I'm going to tell you that right now because I think that guy is going to be the biggest thing coming in the next couple of years. I'm just going to let people know that. I'm just going to say that. I got a feeling some big things are going to happen for Jim.
And my advice has always been to people, if you would all get together and stop going in your little holes and sue them. You know, for ruining your First Amendment rights. You're allowed to say what you want. It's a free country. That's what our forefathers died for. And you're going to tell me some little guy that sits behind a desk is going to ruin your life? If you take them to task and you just get a giant...
Well, first of all, you don't even know who these people are, like on FluffTube. They can just hit a button and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
gone.
It. And so that's
your whole
what's
livelihood
scary
is
about
gone
this.
In
yeah.
one little second. This is what people don't understand. And I think this is part of like the time's up phenomenon. There's a leveling up in a sense. Some of it is very unfair. Some of it is justice being served. But there are, if you spend too much time at the top, you forget the pulse of the street. And if you're only in the bottom in the street and hustling all the time, you have no idea what it's like to see life from the hillside, that vantage point. So it's why it's always good to kind of do a little exploring. So this is kind of that fun little loop. We did cover this. Apparently DT earlier in the season was in trouble because, you know, this is one of his favorite songs that he likes to jam out to, dance. No one's taking this song away from Donald Trump at the rallies.
Is that them? Is that the Village People like in their midlife? I mean, holy cow, man. Like, that's crazy. Oh, man. I didn't know they were all still around, but that looks like they're, I don't know. That looks to me like they're all in their, how old would they be now? 50s? I don't know.
Ideals, man. I don't know. But look, apparently they're not that upset now.
Well, there they are in their youth. Okay. So there's before. Before. And, well, that's a different, I mean, the construction worker is a completely different guy. Let's see who. I mean, I don't know. I is that really the same people?
I
or is
have
it one
no
of those?
Clue. I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the Indian could be the same. I don't know, man. Let's see.
We're not. We don't have accurate information on if the faces are the same ones. But, you know, this is good news. To me, this signals that people are warming up to Trump. I also think, too, that we've had for a long time.
The spell has been broken, right?
Yeah. Like Frank Stallone said, there's a lot of undercover people in Hollywood. And there's a lot of undercover New Yorkers, too. Who are going to vote for Trump?
This is going to be, you know, we all predict a landslide, but we know that there's going to be, they're going to, like Mel Carmine says, finagle the bagel. You know what I mean? So, I'm going to say this. I'm going to end with this. I think we're coming into some exciting times, some scary, scary times. Like, you know, it's what's weird to me is I got a neighborhood full of Harrison wall signs. Like, it's, these people are here, and how are they going to take the final outcome? And you know, because we know where this is going, And I believe it's going to get a little dirty, a little filthy, but this has to happen, and it's going to wake more people up. But I think America's best days are ahead of us, and it's going to be really, I'm not going to say sad, because hey, you get what you got coming to you, but the celebrities that have done these bad and horrible things to other humans and have hurt other people, sorry, but you're going to have to pay for what you did. And fame does come with a price, but now you're going to be paying a different piper, and that's what you bargained for. So this is coming, and I don't think once the cat's out of the bag, you can't put it back in. It's out, and everything's out now. And I think that's what was so brilliant. That's what was so brilliant about these last 4 years, about him stepping back and letting it just play out so we can wake up the other people. Now, the ones that haven't woken up, like the people here in my neighborhood, I have to wonder about them a little bit. But, hey, the train keeps moving, the Trump train.
The train keeps moving. Look, one of the things that we had an epiphany here in New York City, because one of our friends, he has iconicized some of our faces in what he calls the Freedom Chariot.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's all these colorful faces. It's proof that it's not a movement of white supremacists.
Right, right.
And when we do rallies in Manhattan, specifically because Manhattan is so, if there are independents or Republicans there, they're very shy to come out of the closet. We're not. We're big mouths.
The
so then they
people.
See us.
The
yeah.
People.
So then they see us like looking like the village people, a big colorful group of all these folks, and you see these people who really want to look at us and say something nasty, but they can't because you see black people, Asian people, Latinos,
right. And they're like, ah.
And it was like, wait, they all are supporting Trump. This is crazy. Like they have this major cognitive dissonance. And I'll wrap out on a high note. You may or may not know this, but Donald Trump is coming to MSG, Madison Square Garden in New York City.
When?
Exciting times.
When is that?
October. It's one of the Sundays coming up.
He's just powering through, man. He's not letting fear stop him. He's just
going.
Going.
We're going to be there representing, holding it down with Donald Trump. We got a little tickets already.
What an incredible human being, man. I just, to have that kind of energy at his age, how old is he? 78, I think, or?
I don't know how
77,
he does
78,
it, but
man, I don't even have that energy. I've been tired all day today.
No, you know, I have to say that I remember one time I heard him say something like, if you're going to think, you might as well think big. Might be messing up.
That's how
what
he lives
he said,
his life.
But yeah, and that's how he lives his life. And people get angry at him. But at the same time, people who make big changes and success, they grind a lot, they work a lot, as we see DT is an example of that, and he's nonstop, and it's almost like this ruthless energy. And one
when
beautiful
does he
thing,
sleep
yeah when does he sleep
I now, worry one, about his health sometimes, you know. I see him sometimes he's a little overweight, sometimes he loses his weight, he fluctuates.
I know he seems like he loves his McDonald's. Yeah. That's not that healthy. Nah, that's why we need RFK in the mix to support that.
Yeah, we do.
This is why we need RFK, because they're like, how is Kamala, you know, it's now the whole Doritos thing, that's on a whole different pivot. Maybe we'll get into it on another thing.
Another
but
show.
Like, how does Kamala, like, and the Democrats, they're like, you know, highlighting Doritos, and then we target them like, oh, it's so unhealthy, but then they have Donald Trump buying fast food
Donald,
for people.
Yeah, it makes no sense. So, I can't stay. I don't eat fast food anymore at all. The last time I ate fast food was at McDonald's about a year ago, and I was like, you know what, I got up early in the morning, I was like, I feel for an Egg McMuffin, and I went and got an Egg McMuffin, and I was like, I ate it, and then I was like, an hour later, I was like, oh gosh, I felt like I swallowed a bowling ball in my stomach. The whole day I felt sluggish, I felt tired. I was like, there's something in this stuff, I don't even want to go into it, I don't even know what's in this stuff, I'm never touching it again. I'm sure I could bring Wasim on the show just to go over what's in McDonald's, but I have a nutritionist guy that comes on and just studies the ingredients and just goes ham on all this stuff, and he's like, he's got like a, I don't know, he's probably got like a million followers, but that's another show, that's another time, folks.
But
peace,
you know
out
what,
here.
David, but, that's still part of the Great Awakening. Maybe the part
all
that
of it's
most
together.
Of us have resistant to is to integrate that health part. So here we are
for
it.
The best thing that I'm doing is fasting. I just don't eat as much as I used to. I don't want to. And that's just, I'm feeling so much better. Yeah, you know, I definitely lost a lot of weight. I'm taking a lot of great supplements, you know, that I push on my channel, but I have to believe in it. And I'll be honest with you, there everything that I'm doing now, turning my health around, turning everything around, the biggest thing is I've realized you just don't have to eat that much, man. And I used to eat a lot. I used to eat like a Navy SEAL because I was training 8, 9 hours a day, and I kept that habit. And I gained weight, right? So now that I've kind of stopped that, I feel a lot better. But anyway, that's for another whole show. But thank you, folks, for joining us.
Thank
Rosangel
you.
Perez, thank you so much. Where do people find you?
Cafe, CITO break, Cafecito break on social media, Instagram, Cafecito 10.0. Thank you, everyone.
All right, folks, we're out of here. Take it easy.